Hello, Katie. So Katie will explain some particularities of Python, and because Python was based on some other languages, and maybe
there's no Python in this talk.
Okay, it's Perl
or Java
or something like that.
Oh my gosh!
I'm not in the good room. Sorry. Bye.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Let's talk about JavaScript. I only have 25 minutes. In JavaScript, what is 4 plus 2? It's 6. What is 4 minus 2? It's 2. What is 4 minus the string 2? It's 2. So, of course, 4 plus the string 2 is 42. Let's talk about JavaScript. In JavaScript, is 1 equal to the string 1? Hands up for true. Hands up for false. It's true. But if you add an extra equals, it's true. It's false. It's fine. Everything's fine. Let's talk about JavaScript. In JavaScript, what is the sum of two empty arrays? It's an empty string. What's the sum of an empty array and an empty object? Object, object. What about the sum of an empty object and an empty array? Zero. What about the sum of two empty objects? Not a number. I see you have seen this talk before. Or Gary Bernhardt's WAT talk, which is now over a decade old. I'm sorry. It was from 2012. That talk goes on the WATs. I want to do something more. I want to talk about the why. We're going to focus on the why during this talk and work out what the heck was all that. But more specifically, does Python have the same problems? Ooh. So in this example, it's an issue of overloaded operators. The first one, we have implicit coercion. Subtraction is only defined for numerics, so it coerces the string into a number. The second one, it's the plus operator that is overloaded. It can act as both numeric addition or, in this case, string concatenation. In JavaScript, double equals will only compare the values after it coerces them into the same type, but triple equals will also confirm that the types are equal and exit early if they're not. And our third case is a little bit more complicated than this. So, to explain this, we're going to have to dive more into the addition operator. What does it do exactly? Well, thankfully, we have a way to know exactly what the plus does in JavaScript, thanks